Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Moments ago, a verdict has reportedly been reached in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial. That's according to multiple news sources. The jury had been deliberating for a second day in the trial of three white men charged with the killing of Arbery in coastal Georgia. The verdict announcement will be made soon. The Commerce Department reporting U.S. consumer prices rebounded in October, rising by a solid 1.3%, but inflation was up as well, rising over the past year at the fastest pace in more than three decades. The U.S. economy slowed to a modest annual rate of 2.1% in the October-December quarter, slightly better than first reported, but economists predicting a solid rebound in the current quarter as long as rising inflation and a recent quick uptick in COVID cases does not derail activity. The Dow is down 29 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 41. This is SRN News.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-969-5511. 800-969-5511. 800-969-5511.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, not a bad holiday weekend forecast. No major storm systems on the way. It'll be cool at times, though. Today's high temperature will be in the lower 60s. A little breezy later on. Sunshine. Clear skies. Chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. A warmer afternoon. High temperature up around 70. Not bad. Scattered showers holding off till later on Thursday night. Then it'll turn breezy and much cooler again on Black Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News Network, I'm David Lamb. Due to supply chain issues, both Publix and Winn-Dixie say they are limiting the number of some items sold to customers ahead of Thanksgiving. Publix is limiting customers to two each of canned cranberry sauce, pie filling, jarred gravy, cream cheese, and bacon. Winn-Dixie is limiting turkeys to one per customer. Marion Mayor Dexter Hinton says the city was notified Monday that the IRS had put a levy on the city's bank accounts and frozen them. As a result, the city would not have been able to pay bills or make payroll. Hinton says the issue stems from $694,000 in back taxes the city owes, but on Tuesday the freeze was lifted as the city made good with the IRS. A Montgomery Christmas tradition that didn't happen last year because of the pandemic will soon be back. The city will once again hold its annual Christmas parade downtown. This year's parade will take place on Dexter Avenue on Friday, December 10th. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Saturday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 40% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garlands. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving Week Sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. What a beautiful pre-Thanksgiving day we have here. It is our last day in the studio this week doing live shows. We will all be playing best ofs. Is everybody playing a best of, Joey?
Yes.
Everybody will be doing best ofs tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. On the line, carrying on with our really fun, I say really fun if you're not enjoying it, bah humbug, our really fun Thanksgiving questions is Jessica Taylor. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Hello, April Marie. Thanks for having me.
All right. So not only am I, I'm hoping to catch a little bit of children in the background. My 8-year-old was actually on air with me on Monday.
Oh, wow. That's definitely got to be high nerves. You just never know what they're going to say.
She only ratted me out for one or two things. So it was pretty decent. I actually had my finger on the mute button. Like, so now I know what Joey felt like when I first started doing this radio show.
First started?
I live a lot of my life that way. Yes. Whenever they're home, there's three of them. They're 10, 9, and 7. And you just never know when a fight's going to break out or neighborhood kid comes running in, and I live in a wonderful neighborhood where they can play outside, so I've got two of them out right now and one of them in, and hopefully they'll be good for this interview.
All right, so we're going to start. It's 10 simple questions and then an opportunity to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving at the end. Shouldn't take more than a couple minutes. So if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Jessica Taylor as we ask her about her Thanksgiving holiday. First off, non-political answers only, please. What is something you're grateful for this year?
I'm grateful for my family. I live close to them for the first time since I've had children, you know, just right at an hour away. And it has been wonderful to be so close to my parents and sister. And I'm just grateful for how much support they've given me this past year.
That's awesome. Who specifically, one person you're grateful for this year?
In that same vein, I'm going to go on and say my dad. You know, he has just really gone out of his way to make sure that he's getting the kids and taking them hunting and fishing, and he's already taken a mix of them twice this year. My oldest has already got a coyote and is looking to get a deer this coming weekend, and so it's just wonderful that he invests that time in them just like he did for my sister and me. So I'm gonna go with Dad.
Love it. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Dressing. Hands down.
Interesting. We've had two anti-dressing callers today.
Really?
I know, right? What is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
Now, that's a hard one because we usually have a big spread. I'm going to go with apple pie, though. That's actually what I'm making this evening with Sarah, my daughter. She likes to cook, and we have a really good recipe. It has 6 different apples in it, and as always, a hit and a classic, so I'll say apple pie.
That sounds amazing. What dish do you skip and hope no one notices?
Anything congeal.
Good answer. What is your favorite way to eat leftovers?
You know, I've got several fun recipes for combining things, but I just like to make the plate exactly like it was. Probably boring, but no, I just like to reheat the meal and have it 3 or 4 times later throughout the week.
I love it. Does your family have any Thanksgiving traditions?
We don't, other than just getting together. You know, I grew up in a small town in Calhoun County, Weaver, Alabama, and both sets of grandparents were there, and most of my aunts and uncles and cousins, and the ones that weren't were within an hour or two drive. And so we just, both sides would actually get together, and we still do. So it'll probably be, you know, anywhere from 40 to 50 folks at my mama's house tomorrow. And so I'd say the tradition of just getting together and being with family.
All right. Who will you be cheering for in the Iron Bowl?
Alabama, hands down.
Number nine, do you watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I don't. And I don't really have an answer for why. It's just not something I grew up doing and do not.
All right. Do you go Black Friday shopping?
Absolutely not.
Have you ever had to? Have you ever gotten up at a silly time or spent a whole day shopping?
No, I refuse. I just, I don't like crowds and typical shopping. And so that's somewhat of a nightmare to imagine being out in that environment. So no, not for me.
All right. Well, you have completed our Thanksgiving day, our Thanksgiving question gauntlet. And now I just want to give you the opportunity to say happy Thanksgiving to the listeners. Any message you got?
Well, absolutely. I want us during this time of Thanksgiving to just truly remember and be thankful for what we have here in this wonderful country, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And no matter what troubles we're going through right now, we will overcome, and we know that good wins in the end. And let's take this time to just be with our friends and family and be thankful for all that we truly do have. And thank you, April Marie, for letting me come on and to share this message with your audience. And I hope that you and Joey have wonderful Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. I hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you about political things again soon.
Sounds great.
All right, bye. That was Jessica Taylor, candidate for U.S. Senate. Always good to hear from her. We'll continue with these calls rolling in. Mo Brooks is going to call in about 2:30, kind of entertaining. He sent me a message that he is out. Hold on. This is funny. Mm-hmm. He is cutting down a large tree and splitting firewood.
Nice. It's a man right
so
there.
So Will Ainsworth out hunting, Mo Brooks out cutting down a large tree and splitting firewood. We definitely have some men who use their hands in the state as our elected officials. It's entertaining to me. 272-9228, 272, if you want to give me your answers to any of these questions as we continue our Thanksgiving-themed show. Sweet Creek Farm Market, for those who are wondering, I am headed there today. I told y'all once, I thoroughly enjoy everything they make, so I'm going to go there. I ordered myself a ham, a spiral-cut ham. They don't have any more of those, but they have plenty of sides. Lots of desserts. Now keep in mind, they're closing early today. They're going to be shut down by 5. So if you want to go get your Thanksgiving goodies, you need to go early. So I think Sam said he was going over there. Sam, get yourself something good over at Sweet Creek. You can stop in for your afternoon coffee. Get yourself a pie. Maybe get a neighbor a pie. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting extra pies. And I'm going to host my neighbors on Friday to just say thank you and happy Thanksgiving. I'm glad I've got some great neighbors. And so stop by Sweet Creek Farm Market. You will be glad you did. Tell Reed and Karen I said hello and that I sent you there. You can get not just desserts, but you can also get some vegetables, cheeses, locally made products. You can, of course, get pecans, lots and lots of bags of pecans. It's not too late to bake that pie. But if you don't have time to bake the pie, Reed Ingram has over there multiple types of pecan pies for you to try out. So check them out. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, more of the pre-Thanksgiving special with April Marie Fogle.
To everything turn, there is a season turn, and a time to every purpose unto heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Isn't it a pain when your heating or cooling unit starts going bad? And there you are, limping along with that old system, hoping and praying it will hang in just a little longer. Don't go through that again. You can be comfortable all year round with a reliable, efficient Brian HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Brian product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Brian dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any plumbing issues you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryant. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey, y'all. This is Becca from the Fantail. I want to invite you and your families out to eat with us. For those of you that don't know, we are no longer a buffet. We have a full menu that covers all appetites. From seafood to steak to chicken, fried or grilled to perfection. We have fresh shucked draw oysters delivered every Wednesday. We have big screen TVs up for all you sports lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or scratch made cocktail, but remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts. When you think dinner, think Fantail, where we are always off the hook.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
The mystery has been solved. The person who tweeted me the photo told me where they got it and was saying I need to use that pose, not that necessarily that photograph. I don't know how many t-shirts with me in a bathing suit I'd be okay giving away. Senator Barfitt gonna play our Thanksgiving question game with us a little later. So look forward to hearing from him. Joey said to me, get the distractions away from you when you're doing radio. It helps you stay on track. And I just had my sitter message me and say, how many light bulbs do we need?
Right. See?
I can't help it. It's that trying to juggle all the things at once. I have no idea what happened. My front porch, all of the lights around my front porch are all the same, like the same power dim.
Okay.
So I don't know if like there was something tripped or something, but essentially there's very little light on my front porch. And I have no explanation why, because there are a ton of lights, but the lights are all suddenly very low.
Okay.
And so among my to-do list today was please buy new light bulbs. But I don't know. She asked me how many, and I'm like, they're for the front porch. Why are you texting me while I'm sitting in the studio in Montgomery and asking me how many lights are on my front porch? Shall we? It's the little things that get me. If my life were just the everyday, like wake up, prepare for radio, do radio, you know, have dinner with the kid, I could do that.
Now, can
it's
I?
Random, like take the garbage out, replace light bulbs that throw a kink in my life.
Indeed. Can I turn the tables? And we didn't finish up. For instance, do you ever watch the Macy's Day Parade?
Fair point. So I rarely watch it on my own in its entirety. We put it on for the entirety of the parade, but I don't sit there and watch it.
Okay.
If I see out of the corner of my eye a float, I know the kids are gonna like. I watch it. There's a lot happening. I did see last year they've started doing there was a Hamilton performance either last year or the year before. I'm probably the year before because of COVID. That was enjoyable.
If you had to guess, do you think I watch it?
I'm gonna guess you do.
No, never.
Do you go Black Friday shopping?
No. How about you?
I do not. I've been several times in my life, and it is traumatic. Like, I don't need anything on sale that much that I can't, right. That I need to do that. And I surely wouldn't drag the kids out. I want to say it was Belk, something like that, used to give away a Christmas tree ornament, to the first whatever shoppers in. And my mother collected them. So there was a point in time we would get up, go get the ornaments, the collectible ornaments, and then go home even when we weren't shopping. So that was something we did. There's very few things. Randall, you sweet man.
Hello, Lana. I owe you so much. Your soothing voice, in these troubling times, I mean, you just don't even know. I mean, we've had some good conversations, and I've learned a lot. You've been more of a teacher than anything. You know what I mean? I've been a learner, for sure. And I just want to thank you. We owe your family. I mean, you were a long way from home. You was coming down here and building in and making sure we didn't listen to replays all the time. I mean, it was a lot you went through just to get here, and you put your family on the back burner for a little while until you got your... I guess they still on the back burner, it sounds like. I mean, y'all don't mean to say, but I just want everybody to know what sacrifice you put through. And I couldn't give you enough lizards. I couldn't give you enough.
You are so sweet, Randall. So for those who aren't listening in, Jay walks in and he's got a Tupperware container, and Joey's looking at him and he's looking at him, and I look over my shoulder and Joey's like, let's throw it to break. And so Jay hands me this container, and it contains a ginormous. Did you catch this thing this morning?
I know. It's actually had a hell of a ride. It was caught yesterday in the country. And this is me. I'm a freak about just leaving heating the air on when you're in. Because I live by myself, and it don't take long to heat my little house up. So I couldn't leave him at home. My daughter had a ball game 2 hours away in Dayville. And so I had to wrap him up. I took him all the way to Dayville, took him into the basketball game because it was too cold to leave him in the truck. And he was in the basketball game, and then we left and circled through Montgomery and then back to the country. And so it's been on a little ride. I bet it's it.
My children are going to love that story. So Randall brought my son, which we have an empty tank, and we've been thinking about what reptiles to put there. And Randall brought my son, what is this thing called? He's a snake lizard thing.
Yeah, it ain't a common garden. I don't even know. I looked it up, but I can't remember what they call it.
He's a skink.
And he was about 4 foot deep in a pile. I just took a tractor and kept pushing these piles.
Until you found a lizard?
Wintertime. Yeah, until I found one. I mean, I knew they was down there. I've seen them all during the summer. So they don't take, they get in these piles, and they only a few foot deep, and you can push them, and, you know, you'll find one here and there, and I found one.
Well,
so.
Thank you, Randall. I appreciate that.
No, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving,
Happy
everybody.
Thanksgiving.
And Gary G, thank you. And I didn't get to tell you any better, man. You mean a lot to me, brother, too. I mean, not just Joy and Jack. I mean, and you know what you mean to me. Well, y'all.
You are very kind, Randall. All right. Well, I appreciate it, and I will talk to you soon.
Tell your daughter thank you. Oh, yeah. Tell your daughter thank you.
Okay.
That was overwhelming.
Oh, she's a doll. All right. Well, we are, we're going to go back to, thanks for calling, Randall. And thank you for the skink, if I'm saying that right. I don't know if I'm saying that right. A couple things happened yesterday. Just to get a few minutes of political news in here. Donald Trump said he was visited in Palm Beach by Kyle Rittenhouse. Did you see that? How cool is that?
Yeah, I saw the photos, yeah.
He was, well, and apparently he's been kind of driving through Florida because DeSantis, as his press secretary, sent, tweeted a picture of him at a restaurant, and the people were like, no, don't say where he is. Others can target him. And I thought, do we live in such a, like, a pitiful country that people would actually stake out Kyle Rittenhouse for some kind of, vigilante justice of their own? And I guess the answer is yes.
Yes.
Yeah, what? I don't get it. I just don't get it. So I saw that yesterday, and I thought, okay. Feds have opened a civil rights investigation into Talladega County schools over a discrimination complaint. Parents alleging that a teacher treated someone's black son unfairly and then retaliated after they complained. There's a lot happening in our world.
I would need to know the details.
Yes, yes. Well,
but I would not be surprised either way.
Goodness gracious. That's a breaking news story. I tell you, I get disappointed. I guess that's a good word to say when I see headlines like this. Red Top, how's it going?
Hey, wonderful. How's your dad, April Marie?
I did not give an update today, did I? So I actually have not gotten my daily update from his doctors yet. No news is good news in terms of they call me every morning and then I call them every night. No news in between is good news.
Yes, it really is. I'm glad to hear you say that. So that means he's stable and he's moving along. So I agree. That's wonderful news. God bless him.
They were trying to get him to move to the lower settings of the ventilator for a couple of days, and in hopes that they wouldn't have to do the tracheotomy. And so,
is that going to work?
So yesterday, they brought his sedation levels down and told him he was loved, and he squeezed the doctor's hand, and I've only seen that happen on TV, so that's what they said he did, and so I'm praying for him. I do not look down at every call on my phone now from the hospital, thinking it's going to be that call to come say my goodbye. But hopefully today's again it's 2:30 there because he's in Eastern times, and hopefully it's a good sign. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Beautiful day. And believe it or not, I have a customer that's a doctor who, that's his business, does tracheotomies. Mm. And then I had another customer who was actually, she's passed away, but she was one of the last polio victims alive in Montgomery. And I'll be damned if my surgeon doctor didn't put tracheotomy in my polio victim customer. So
small world.
My doctor patients are working on my customer patients.
Interesting. All right.
All over the place. I have one doctor who just seems to do colonoscopies for every one of my patients. I'm calling my patients now, April Marie. Let me tell you about Macy. I was lucky enough, I think it was 1980. Joey the Band had worn me out. I had been in Atlanta with the band Bosch, and we did a whole lot of stuff for 2 years straight, and I said, I'm worn out. I'm getting the hell out of town. I didn't tell nobody in the band. Because all these people, I supported all these people. When you're the leader of the band, you pretty much support everybody, Joey. So don't be the leader.
Okay, noted.
And so I went to New York for 2 weeks. I said, I'm getting the hell out of here. I've had enough. And so I went up and I rented. I had my Doberman Pinscher with me, which she went with me everywhere. Period, exclamation point. Every office, every gig that we played at, my Dobie was sitting right there. So she went to New York City with me. I had to rent an apartment because I couldn't get a hotel room. So we were up on Central Park West where all the floats loaded up and the parade started.
Oh.
And I was the apartment I got was 108th Street in Central Park West, and I didn't realize that I was almost in Harlem. Because I drove around the end of Central Park. It's on Harlem. I don't know if you realize that. And have you ever been to New York, April Marie? You have.
I have.
Isn't it amazing how big Central Park is?
It is. We did a carriage ride through it, and it's like, and way over there is the this and the that, and yeah.
It's as big as the city of Montgomery. It is massive. And everybody's got huge dogs in New York. Didn't you see a lot of dogs in the park?
I don't know that I noticed dogs, but it was really cold out the day we went.
We ain't talking little frou-frou dogs like Joey's got. We're talking about big dogs. But anyway, the floats are massive. Golly, it's incredible. I mean, they're four stories tall, and they barely squeeze down that avenue. And it's a thrill. I don't usually watch it on TV because I did my whole damn childhood. That's all we ever did on Thanksgiving morning. How about y'all?
Football?
No, the parade.
Oh, the parade. The parade is what we've had. We put it on in the background and then just let it run.
Yes, because you're right. That's the Thanksgiving tradition. Just let the parade run because you can only take so many floats and announcers, you know what I mean? So it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed New York. People heard my southern accent, they would do anything for me. Hey, the first thing they go, where are you from? You're not from here. Come on.
That was what saved me when I was a waitress, by the way. When I was a waitress, I would lay on the southern accent thick. I'd say, where are y'all, how are y'all doing today? And I'm telling you, gratuity went up automatically.
They eat it up, don't they, April Marie? That's because they know Southerners are nice people. They're not a bunch of jerks like the rest of New Yorkers. Now, this one guy took me to a pizza place, got me free pizza.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I said, where are you from? Atlanta, come. Get my cousin Gatter. We go over to my aunt's pizza place. I give you a piece of pizza. And it was good, big old square piece of pizza. So. And in Washington Square, all people were smoking pot and stealing pot all over the place. It was wonderful.
You're a mess. All right,
I'm a mess. So have a happy Thanksgiving. God bless you, and we'll always be praying for your dad. And Joey, you have a good Thanksgiving too, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, thank you, Red Top. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, we are going to hit a break. When we come back, Judge Talmadge's just walked in. So we'll get his 10 Thanksgiving answers coming up next. Stay tuned.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infiniti of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infiniti of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now you can lease a 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $447 a month for 42 months with $39.99 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $913 a month for 42 months with only $39.99 due at signing.
If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityMontgomery.com.
You can keep an MM707693QX80 VIN N9740503. This is our 10,000 miles per year. $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers at 11/30/21.
We're here with David Little. And David, it's the holiday season, so what's happening over at Tucker Pecan?
Y'all need to come see us. The new crop of pecans is arriving fresh daily. We've got new crop halves, pieces, roasted and salted, chocolate covered, cinnamon, honey, Cajun, praline. We've got them all. And you know what? It's just in time for your holiday baking. If you need some pecans, come see us at Tucker Pecan. And if you know what? If pecans aren't your thing and you're looking for a gift for your family or friends, we've got those too, whether it be jewelry, purses, necklaces. We've got it all. We've got tote bags, anything you can think of. Plus, we've got fresh local jellies, jams, barbecue sauces, seasonings. We've got them all at Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shopping for your Christmas needs. So come see us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, not a bad holiday weekend forecast. No major storm systems on the way. It'll be cool at times, though. Today's high temperature will be in the lower 60s. A little breezy later on. Sunshine. Clear skies. Chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. A warmer afternoon. High temperature up around 70. Not bad. Scattered showers holding off till later on Thursday night. Then it'll turn breezy and much cooler again on Black Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, happy pre-Thanksgiving. I am excited to be joined. My brain cannot handle Judge Talmadge East super casual. I have never seen you super casual, and you officially look your age.
It's a grunge thing. I've got holy jeans, band t-shirt, grunge thing. But I was telling her, I texted her on the way here, I knew I was going to be a little behind. I was working out.
I didn't see that, by the way.
I didn't figure you did since you didn't respond. But I was like, well, I'll get there when I get there. I did have time to stop and get a Mountain Dew, though, because, you know, I've got to live. But
That's a blue Mountain Dew. That's not a real thing.
It said Mountain Dew Voltage. I just assumed it had something extra in it that was delicious. I have no idea.
It is blue. I've never in my life seen such a thing.
I mean, 300 calories of pure sugar. I mean, it's basically, it's 300 calories of sugar water.
Are you going to die over there?
No, I'm not, because I'm Alabama and I'm from Alabama and we're conditioned this way. This was called breakfast for most of my 37 years.
I'm pretty sure they put that my parents put Mountain Dew in our bottles growing. I mean, like, really, like sippy cup Mountain Dew. I grew up my entire life that the house could be completely barren of any essentials, but there was always Mountain Dew and cigarettes.
Well,
like, that was what there was.
Well, my mother's a Dr. Pepper drinker, but I needed that extra little kick in the morning. Now, I had some friends that, you know, they would dab their mama would dab their bottle in whiskey to keep them from crying if they were teething.
I know mothers who have done that. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
But, you know, my father being a staunch abstainer from any substances like that, we never had that. I had to tough the teething out.
Oh, that's a shame.
It is a shame.
That is truly a shame. All right, so you heard it on the way over. One of the things we're doing today is asking, I'm going to add you to my list. Look at this. Ready?
Judge Talmadge East.
Talmadge East.
Tallapoosa County.
I just said Tal. What was it Ed Oliver called you?
I have no idea, but, you know.
He called you, like, Little Tal or something. He was so regretful.
And then called to apologize.
He was very apologetic. He couldn't believe it. I guess he's known you forever.
Well, our families have known each other forever. You know, I've not known Ed. I mean, I've known him for years, but I haven't known him, you know, my whole life or anything. But his dad was a judge in Tallapoosa County. My mother was later on, after that, was a county superintendent of education, which is elected. My great grandfather actually passed away, so it was like my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Was a county commissioner for, I don't know, 25 years or so, 18, 20 years. And so our families have been involved in just, and then outside of politics, just involved with, you know, different civic groups and things like that in Tallapoosa County. So we've kind of ran in the same circles for a long time. His family goes, he ran for probate judge and lost.
Against you?
No.
Oh, because that would be awkward.
No. Well, we would still get along because at the end of the day, we still live in the same county. So right. Even if he did run against me and I was forced to defeat him, we would get along. But no. He ran while I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
I was probably, I want to say he ran around 2000, and so I was still in high school.
Okay,
then.
So
I was probably 15, didn't have a driver's license.
All right, so there was no competition there. All right, so let's get with this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. In studio, I have Judge Talmadge East from Tallapoosa County. Did I say that right?
Tallapoosa County. That's right.
And we're going to start with our 10 holiday questions.
Go for it.
What is something you're grateful for this year?
And I'm very grateful that I get to live in Tallapoosa County. And I know that sounds like conjecture, but it's absolutely true. I used to work out of state. I gave up quite a bit of money and different things to be in Tallapoosa County. So I'm grateful that I get to spend Thanksgiving with my family in my county, in my hometown, where I'm from, with my family.
Love that. Who, one person specifically, someone you're grateful for this year?
100% my mother. 1,000% my mother. All the percentage my mother. I don't know that I could function on the level that I function on without my mother. I certainly would get through life as one does. My dad's been dead for 9 years. He died a week before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And my brother actually delayed his deployment to Afghanistan. They delayed his deployment by 1 week so he could go to the funeral.
Wow.
But my mother has kind of been my rock through most of my life anyway, and I'm very thankful for her.
What's mom's first name?
Ginger. She's redheaded.
Thank you, Ms. Ginger.
She's redheaded.
All right. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
My favorite Thanksgiving dish is fried okra. And I know that's not maybe not a typical Thanksgiving dish for most people, but we grow our own okra and have for years and years. And so most okra has probably died off most of the time by this point. It's at least first frost. Okra is a descendant of the cotton plant, and it likes really warm soil. And so, we grow our own okra, but my mother goes ahead and slices it, batters it, and freezes it battered.
Oh.
And the key is not to freeze it battered in Ziploc bags because then the batter gets all clingy.
Yeah.
Is to lay it out on a tray. So she stacks these trays in the deep freeze of these laid out fried okra.
Your mother is, Ginger, you're a genius.
My mother is a very, very astute cook.
So I love fried okra. It is one of my favorite dishes in the world, and I've never had it at Thanksgiving, probably because it's out of season. So apparently, I just need to make friends with your mother.
I will see about getting you some okra.
It is,
but it's going to be tough this time of year.
It is. Wow. Okay. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
My favorite Thanksgiving dessert is sweet potato cobbler.
I don't know. What? I've never had sweet potato cobbler.
Okay, so
and I love sweet potatoes. It's one of my favorite foods in the world.
It's not typically most people make a pie or a souffle, but my thing, and it was something my great-grandmother made, and I had a lady that kept me when I was a little. Her name was Nyrene Staples. She's deceased now, but and she made it. And so when I would come home from school every day, Nyrene would be waiting on me every day when I got home from school.
That's right.
And so I guess in nanny, for lack of a better term, but not in the same way.
Right.
Anyway, she made sweet potato cobbler. So it's a cobbler. Think of an apple cobbler.
Yeah.
But with basically the ingredients of like a sweet potato souffle in it. Mm. And so it's thick, it's brown sugar, delicious.
That sounds incredible. And if it's not a family secret, I would like the recipe.
Well, recipes are funny with my mother because
it's a pinch of this and a dash of that.
Right. It's generally, I mean, she's like, you know, whatever. You know, kind of my sister on the way here texted me. She said, how many eggs do I boil for my Granny East potato salad? Very different than some potato salads. But anyway, I said about a half dozen. And my mama said, a half dozen, but, you know, I do this and I do that, and I just kind of fill it out depending on how many potatoes I have. So I will ask her. I will ask her. But it is my favorite. Sweet potato cobbler, definitely favorite Thanksgiving dessert.
That absolutely might have to be delicious. A new favorite of mine.
Mama will be making me one for Thursday. She asked for a request.
It is a shame that I cannot just sneak over to your mother's house for Thanksgiving. Okay. What dish do you skip and hope mama doesn't notice?
Well, I don't, my mama, as you know, I'm very opinionated, particularly about food. And so I'm happy to tell people. And so when I eat something and I'm like, mama, this needs a little more salt, or Mama, you need to, or Mama, this is a home run. Do this again. I don't eat squash. So we always have boiled squash or squash casserole. Nick's the squash for me.
Okay. I love me some squash.
I told
squash.
A squash story at my great aunt's eulogy.
Did you?
Yeah, she served some squash.
My condolences,
thank
by the
you,
way.
You, thank
that
you.
Was last week, right?
It was.
Okay.
Yeah, she served some squash one time at my grandmother's. I don't eat squash, so I didn't eat it. And everybody's eating it, and they're like, ah, it's all right. And as everybody's finished eating it, she's like, yeah, I kept wondering why I couldn't get it salty enough. But I was pouring Epsom salt all.
Oh.
and she's like, I just kept pouring it in.
Oh, no.
And it couldn't get salty. For everybody who doesn't know, if you eat enough Epsom salt, it's a diuretic.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
So I don't eat squash. So squash casserole, I generally don't eat any kind of casseroles.
Okay.
You know, green beans are fine by themselves. I love green beans. Cook them down with some bacon grease till they're falling apart. I mean, basically cure any decent nutrients out of it so that it's basically bad for you. That's the way I like it. But I don't want it in a casserole. I don't need you to put it in anything.
You are one of my favorite people on the planet. Okay. What is your favorite way to eat leftovers?
Okay, so I listen to Meryl and listen to a few other people. Basically, for me, I throw it all on a plate and warm it up. I know Joey said use an oven or something fancy, but you know, God gave us microwave ovens and I use them. So you know,
just as a regular meal. No, you don't make anything. You don't throw it together in a sandwich. You don't try to do something a little different.
No,
with
the
it.
only thing I could think of that I do differently when I eat something leftover. Is if you got leftover meatloaf, which you don't have meatloaf on Thanksgiving, but my mother makes a fantastic meatloaf. Best meatloaf on the planet. Never had anything like it. Make a meatloaf sandwich the next day.
Can I steal Miss Ginger?
Well, you'd like for her to cook for you, I can tell you.
I'll tell you. All right.
It's legendary. Like, everybody in the family knows it. They're like, she can cook.
Do you have any family traditions?
Well, the basically family traditions, I would say... One is not really Thanksgiving, but it kind of. Me and my brother have been to, with the exception of last year, not because we weren't willing to pay the price for Iron Bowl tickets, even though they only let like a few thousand people in there. We would have went. But he lives in New York, and with everything going on, he couldn't get in and out of New York and still be able to work and do. And so the pandemic caused us. But every year since 2008, me and my brother have been to the Iron Bowl.
You going
together.
To the Iron Bowl?
I am going to the Iron Bowl. And awesome. Alex said, every year since 2008, we have six seats. So we'll be there.
That's number eight. Who will you be cheering for?
Oh, Thanksgiving tradition first. So we go to my mother's on Thanksgiving night.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, that's kind of two traditions. Okay.
Right. And then we go to the Iron Bowl. But I'm an avid fan of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And so I've seen us win a few national titles in person. Like I said, been to every Iron Bowl. That includes, though, you know, I got the scars to prove it. That means I was at the Cam comeback. I was at the kick six. I've seen all the dastardly things. But I'll tell you this. When I was listening to somebody talk on the radio yesterday, and they were talking about how, you know, talking about the Iron Bowl and how, you know, how awesome a game it is and how much they were really looking forward to it. And they're like, you know, you got these great memories like the Cam comeback and the kick six. You don't have any Alabama great memories like that because when Alabama wins, we just blow them out. So there's no close, oh, man, do you remember that 60? Do you remember that time Nick Saban almost scored the most amount of points in an Iron Bowl, but he didn't because he nailed it on the one-yard line? That's about the closest memory we got. You know, Alabama just...
Now you're just bragging.
Well, it's true. It's true. Think about it. The only one I know of, I was at the 2009 Iron Bowl when John Parker Wilson led the drive down with a touchdown pass to take the lead kind of late in the game to Roy Upchurch.
All right. We are going to have to finish your questions at another time because we have to hit a break here. I'm loving this. We have been talking Thanksgiving with Judge Talmadge East of Tallapoosa County, and we will be right back after this break with Jim Ziegler's 10 Thanksgiving Answers. Back in just a moment. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, myalabamahomemortgage.com. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. 567-4223, Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. War Eagle, Roll Tide. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Sitting here in studio, I've got Joey Clark keeping me out of trouble. Hello. Judge Talmadge East probably getting us into a little trouble today. Some of my favorite...
I'll do the best I can. You know, Joey's over here. It looks like a Macy's commercial. You know, he got the sleeves rolled up, scarf. I mean, straight up ready for Thanksgiving.
He is not casual Friday this Friday-ish afternoon. Well, before we get to State Auditor Jim Ziegler, possible candidate for the governor's office, let me remind you guys, Mortgage Corporation of the South. You heard from John Williams earlier today. They are not just a mortgage center. They're a mortgage and loan center. They've been serving folks in Alabama for well over 20 years. He's got the A-team over there. They answer the phone when you call. They call you back. They give you prompt service. Sometimes they can get you approved for a loan in as little as 1 hour over there. A lot. If you're tired of dealing with the big bank, getting the runaround, not getting the answers you need, not getting the service you need, they understand what it's like to deal with these loans and how important timely service is. So they're not going to pull your channel around that one. If you're in the market for buying a home, buying a second home, refinancing your home, getting into a VA loan program, or making sure you're in the best VA program, give John Williams and the A team 567-9000 a call. They'll also do equity loans. Your house, your land, or your automobile, they can help you get cash out. So give them a call. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender, good friends and good supporters of this program. Jim Ziegler on the line. Hi there.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. I guess this is Thanksgiving Eve.
This is Thanksgiving
Eve. You and your tens of thousands of listeners.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate you calling in. I know yesterday we had a political conversation. These conversations are happening more over the course of 3 to 5 moments, or 3 to 5 minutes, and it's a rapid-fire Thanksgiving. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm not much of a rapid-fire guy, but go.
All right, here we go. What is something you're grateful for this year? Now, it's personal, non-political.
Good health, myself and my family members, and most of my friends. With all this COVID, it just makes you appreciate good health.
All right. Who is someone you're grateful for this year?
I would say Mark John Duty. Mark is a Montgomeryan, and he not only is my hairstylist, he's been a hairstylist around here for 30 or 40 years, but he started a ministry for bikers named Godspeed. Isn't that a neat name? And about half of us that go are not bikers, but here he was sorely needed, Mark John Duty.
All right. I think that's awesome. All right. Number three, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
I'm not real big on Thanksgiving cuisine. It's not my favorite eating holiday, though I don't pass it up now, you understand that. So I'm going to say deep fried turkey.
All right. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
You're probably thinking in terms of the traditional pumpkin pie, pecan pie. Those aren't my favorite desserts, but you don't think I pass them up for that reason, do you? I would say, well, can I get by with cobbler?
A cobbler. That was, yeah, cobbler's perfectly acceptable. Answer. All right. What dish do you skip and hope Jackie doesn't notice?
What dish do I skip and hope it's not noticed? The answer would be dirty dish. I try to slip out without washing the dirty dishes after the Thanksgiving meal and hope she doesn't notice. So be dirty dish.
All right. Does your family, or what is your favorite way to eat leftovers? Or do you just skip them altogether?
I would say the leftover turkey and a turkey sandwich on toasted bread. Turkey sandwich probably is as good as any.
All right. Does your family have any Thanksgiving traditions?
Not particularly. Just eat and eat and more eat. It's very much an eating holiday.
All right. Do you go Black Friday shopping?
I do not. I have been a couple of times, and I regretted it. And I just won't get out there amongst all those tens of thousands of crazy people. Plus, I usually don't start my Christmas shopping until about 2 days before Christmas.
All right. Have you ever been Black Friday shopping?
Yeah, I've been a couple of times over the years, and I won't make that mistake again if I can help it.
All right. Our final question, just giving you a minute to say Happy Thanksgiving to our listeners.
Well, Happy Thanksgiving to all your tens of thousands of listeners. We should all give thanks 365 days a year, and many of us do, particularly with the tough times we've been through. It makes us so thankful for our blessings. And this will be a time of reflection for all the people of our nation.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Jim. It's always great to talk to you, and we will have you on to discuss more serious issues again in the near future.
Well, I guess so. Now, you're going to have a December 7th Pearl Harbor Day special.
You know, I wasn't planning on it, but if you would like to book yourself for December 7th to come.
Yeah, I've got a lot of comment. I've done some studying on Pearl Harbor and the effect it had on the 2,000 people and on our nation. You've got that coming up.
And, Mr. Auditor, this is Judge East from Tallapoosa County. I just wanted to tell you, thank you. I'm sorry I wasn't able to make that meeting with Governor Patterson happen, but I appreciate you reaching out, and I appreciate your prayers for his family during, you know, when he passed away.
Absolutely. And what a loss for Alabama. 99 years old.
I know his family appreciates it, and I appreciate you reaching out.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. You guys are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Joining us in studio now is Todd Stacy from Alabama Daily News. How's it going, Todd?
Good.
This is you.
Sorry, yeah. Hey, hi.
So you walk in. Ziegler is on the phone going over our Thanksgiving questions. And you find a skink, as I believe what he's called, a snake, a lizard, at your seat.
Yeah, there's a critter of some kind. I thought it was a bird's nest, but anyway.
Well, welcome to the studio. Welcome to the madhouse.
I was looking at this thing and I was like, I don't know anything about skinks or lizards or anything. You know, I played with them as a kid or whatever, but I was like, I don't know what they eat, but I know they got to breathe.
He's got air in there.
I see it's got somebody just ruined some Tupperware lid, just stuck a knife through it or something. But, I mean, you could have put him in a mayonnaise jar and poked a few holes.